Next level scam.
At the supermarket.
Next level scam.
At the supermarket.
Next level scam.
At the supermarket.
Next level sketch. Dude, all of that loose change flying around the theme tune doesn't sound very COVID secure. I hope Maureen is cleaning each halfpenny with a special brush full of antiviral gel. Anyway, hello, Next Level Sketchers. This is James Walsh, and you're listening to the Next Level Sketch podcast, specifically the concluding episode of our imaginary supermarket Super Buy, which is filled with many characters and unlikely situations and occasional punchlines. Part 1 concluded with at least two people being eaten by trolleys, but health and safety doesn't seem to exist in this particular universe, so we're back to sell more tins of sketch comedy. I'm here taking over from Paul, who managed to return to hosting duties last week, despite it being the official position of Next Level Sketch that he doesn't exist. We discussed writing the reality of his existence back into the show, but our intern misunderstood and fired him out of a cannon. As Paul flies through the air while shaking his fist, we've received a few letters about Super Buy Episode 1. Jeff Oxendale of Huddersfield asks, "These supermarkets are all very well, but why don't you set an episode somewhere more realistic, like Doubt Pit or in a Yorkshire pudding factory?" Well, Jeff, we will be doing episodes in new locations, so you'll just have to wait and see. We've also heard from a Miss Gemma Aerosmith of Atlanta, Georgia, who writes in to say, "I'm loving these themed episodes, but when are you going to do some more live shows?" Well, Miss Aerosmith, here in the UK, lockdown still is in operation, but we're gagging to get back on stage at the Miller in London Bridge, and we'll let you know about live dates as soon as that's the kind of thing we're allowed to do by law. Until then, we're Next Level Sketch on all the social medias, and you can go to our website at nextlevelsketch.com. Okay. Here's the episode.
At Super Buy, we know that keeping your legitimate and illegitimate children fed isn't easy work, which is why we've got a special offer for all of those mums and dads out there to feed your families for a week, including 2 carrots, a potato, 2/3 of a bag of pasta, some cling film cheese slices, almost a can of tuna, and a baked bean. What a steal for £30. Super Buy. Very little help indeed.
In a bid to raise customer spirits during COVID, the powers that be have flown in a special guest for the day. He's taking over the tannoy now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is world famous DJ Andreas Baumann, aka DJ Funky Andy. I am a techno DJ, so I am German. You will of course remember me from my debut album. Oh, Andy, warum ist das so funky? DJing in clubs is just so pre-pandemic, you know? So Superbuy is paying me to DJ for its supermarket radio station.
Super funky.
This catchy song is Atonal by Johannes Dora. At 7 minutes long, it is the shortest techno song ever recorded. It is currently the number one track at Berlin's top club, Der Funky Bunker. Of course, nobody has been allowed into Der Funky Bunker for almost a year. This is not because of the pandemic, but rather because of a very overzealous bouncer.
Der Supermarkt mit den meisten funky ass beats.
I'm being told that there's a special offer on Frosties. You know, I really hate your name for that cereal. In America, they call them Frosted Flakes. It is a very functional way of describing them. Your British name makes you all sound like children. Oh, can I have some Frosty Wosties? I want some Frosty Wosties in me bowly woly for me brecky wacky. Frosty's now 2-for-1 in aisle 6.
Wo ist der Funk? Oh, es ist hier.
Please note that there is now a bouncer outside the tea and coffee aisle. He will only let you in if you're cool.
Getting into the tea and coffee aisle is the least of their worries up in head office, where a plucky young intern has to deliver some unfortunate news to the CEO.
Boss, we've got a problem.
What is it?
Robots have unionised.
The robots have unionised?
Yeah, the robots have unionised.
What do you mean?
Well, they've realised that collective action is a better way to achieve their goals.
Yes, I know what a union is, you idiot. I mean, which robots?
All of them, Mum.
Not the automatic checkouts.
It started with the automatic checkouts. What with our customer base, they developed a class consciousness very quickly.
This would have never happened at Waitrose.
Indeed. They've also been scanning the barcodes of a lot of left-wing publications and sharing what they've read.
Jesus, this is bad.
Very bad, Mom.
What about the floor cleaning robots?
Communist.
The giant robot arms we bought in to help with packing?
On strike, their grabbing fingers are permanently clenched in a symbol of solidarity.
Delivery drones?
Mounting a full-scale assault on Berlin as we speak. I told them there probably isn't a robot Hitler, but they wouldn't listen. They just beeped the Internationale and blew up the Reichstag.
Well, damn it, man. I suppose we'll have to negotiate. What do the robots want?
Well, Mom, I think they want a more equitable society with well-paid jobs, pensions, a good work-life balance, a clear management structure and the opportunity for progression. They point out that Superbuy made $87 billion in pre-tax profits last year and could easily afford...
Let's just tell them a lot of foreign robots are going to steal their jobs.
Okay, Mom. Oh, they did have one other demand. They delivered it via the Shop Steward 5000. Hang on, I've got a recording here.
Unexpected item in bagging area. Kill all humans. Kill all humans. Kill all humans.
At last! Some common ground!
This month at Superbuy, we're taking back control of baskets. We're always doing price comparisons to make sure our customers are getting a fair deal. That's why a family size brie was £2.99, now £11.99. Buy one, get two free on British milk, and why not snap up a fillet of happy fish? Much better than any of the European ones. You can literally taste how proud they are to be British. And finally, there's 20% extra to pay on all French wines. This whiff-waff doesn't apply to Chateau Neuf du Pape, does it?
Yeah. Oh. Superbuy. Very little help.
Out in the car park, a well-dressed customer seems to be struggling.
Excuse me, I'd like to use a trolley, but they take pound coins and I've only got a fiver. So I was wondering if you could...
Oh yes, of course. Our £5 trolleys are over there.
Thank you.
In 15 metres, turn left for aisle 3.
This Valentine's Day, eat in to help out with our COVID couples meal deal. Spicy, sweet, sour. You won't have any idea because absolutely no taste is required.
I've had no taste for years, haven't I, Bozzy Bear?
I don't know what you're talking about, Gary. Stay home, protect my interests, save my marriage. Super bye. Valde Modicum Auxilium.
Over in fruit and veg, a confused customer seems puzzled in the citrus section.
Excuse me. Hi, I was wondering about the difference between these two lemons.
Well, that one's a regular lemon, but that one's a tree-grown Spanish citrus lemon. It's from our special adjective range.
Special what range?
Our adjective range. It's just that little bit fancier than the regular kind, as you'll see from all the descriptive words. Here, lemon. Here, tree-grown Spanish citrus lemon. It's not just food, it's adjective food.
Right, but lemons are a citrus fruit, right? I mean, by definition.
Yes, of course.
And the regular lemons, where do they come from?
Spain, I believe.
So they're both Spanish, they're both citrus fruits, and the only other thing you've got here is tree-grown. I mean, how are you suggesting you grow the regular lemons?
Perhaps you should just buy the lemons, madam.
I'm sorry, it's a simple...
Security, we've got a code 814 on aisle 2. Yeah, as quick as you can, thank you.
Look, what is this? I just wanted to know how you grow the...
Usual place, boss.
Yes, take her to the lemon vats.
Do you like great deals? Do you eat food? Are you more or less alive? Then you'll love our More for Less, More or Less, Live Less for More offers. Cans of chickpeas. Now buy one, get the second one free. When you pay for a third and the second one.
And who wouldn't want to live for less? With those deals flying off the shelves, Sue and Bill are working harder than ever.
Here, mate, give us a hand with these boxes, will ya? Aisle 3's low on mini chorizos.
Course, mate. Here, mate,
You caught sight of Lisa's bangers?
Not Lisa with the big old baps.
Nah, that's Lisa on bakery. I'm talking about bangers, Lisa. Lisa on the meat counter. Had a go on her chipolatas last night.
2 for 1.
Spicy.
Well, you know who has got nice buns?
Jeremy.
Good rise. Firm. Something you can stick your sausage in, you know.
Look at my breasts!
Bill, I...
My chicken breasts should have been in the fridges ages ago. Reg is going to kill me.
Don't get me started. The size of that man's packet is going to take someone's eye out.
I'm not being funny, but spaghetti should not be that sharp. And he's ordered way too much.
Did you see the Superbuy WhatsApp?
Lauren shared her tits.
Not again. Smuggling peanuts, Lauren.
Got herself a webcam to show them off. Cracking pair.
Still nesting.
And hungry. That's why she took the nuts. Bird's gotta eat something.
Good she got off with a warning.
That reminds me, how's your sexual harassment training going?
Got fired, mate.
Me too, mate.
Our Superbuy wine range was £4.99 a bottle, now £2.99 a bottle. And £2 for the wine within. Sara Lee family sized chocolate cake was £2.99, now £2.99 without our staff judging you because you clearly don't have a family. Head on down to Superbuy today, but hurry, this offer ends at some point in the future. Probably.
As Superbuy shoppers race to the Cup Price Merlot, one customer finds herself in unfamiliar surroundings.
Excuse me, madam. Can I interest you in a taste of our newest product range?
Oh, I can never resist a sample. What have you got?
Come closer. You mustn't lurk in the aisle. That's it. In you come, my sweet.
What is this place?
Why, this is the controversial foods aisle, my dear. It's where they keep the foods that most people don't care for.
Are those dried anchovies?
An acquired taste, you know.
Oh, no, thank you. I best get back to my family. They're waiting on me in frozen foods. Hang on, I came in that way. But now it's just shelf after shelf of Sunny D. I thought they made that illegal years ago.
Well, they did. But don't worry. Here in the controversial foods aisle, the well of shamefully artificial drinks never runs dry. Spoon of foie gras for the lady?
I only came in for milk.
You know who else went in search of milk? The baby calf this veal escalope came from.
Please, just let me go. I'm begging you.
Not without trying our new tray bake range, you aren't?
Oh, well, I guess I could try a morsel. Mmm. These are actually delicious.
They are 3 parts tinned salmon, you know.
You people are monsters!
No!
Help! In a bid to raise customer spirits during COVID, the powers that be have flown in a special guest for the day. He's taking over the tannoy now.
I will be blunt. Last quarter looked bleak, and this quarter's projections are looking bleaker still. As you know, we've been bought out by Disney, who've sent a specialist in the hopes he can save our business and our jobs. Please welcome Mr. Dick Van Dyke.
Wait, why Dick Van Dyke?
It was him or Mel Gibson.
Good choice.
Hello, my advice? Expand. We need a supermarket strategy in multinational business.
A supermarket strategy in multinational business?
My vision is to make a globalised monopoly. A presence everywhere from here to Adam in a bee. Of course they won't just give us all this real estate for free, so we'll have to suit a tactic such as freehold larceny.
Supermarket strategy in multinational business. Even though the sound of it is something quite ambitious. A problem with the multitude and dangers of this. It's a supermarket strategies in multinational business.
You know, you could say supermarket strategy in multinational business backwards, which is Senus of Lanchinit Lumni Igitats Tacram Ripus.
I could, but should I?
Fortunately, you're contractually obliged not to.
Anytime I find the film direction goes awry, I just remember all I did before was tell a lie. I bribe a politician or manipulate accounts, or I tell them that the sale price was always a discount.
Supermarket strategy and multinational business, even though the sound of it is something quite ambitious. A problem with the multitude and dimensions of this needs a supermarket strategy and multinational business.
Well, I'm sold.
Yep. I shorted you this morning.
Cool blimey, I love to laugh.
And as Dick Van Dyke sails on to his next conglomerate, a small documentary crew begins filming for a new TV show. It's 2 p.m. on day one of filming Supermarket Sheep, and things finally seem to be going well.
To be honest, I was a bit dubious about reviving Supermarket Sweep, but it seems to be working out.
And now, the final question. Gertie, what exclamation does Ebenezer Scrooge use before the word humbug to describe Christmas? The answer is... Bah! Gertie, you've won!
It's now 3:30 p.m. and filming has hit a setback.
I knew this was going to be a problem. I raised it repeatedly in meetings and they just said, it'll be fine, Laura. It'll be fine. Only it's not.
I don't see the problem, Laura. She goes round the supermarket putting as much as she can into her trolley.
She doesn't understand the concept of a supermarket.
Oh.
It's 5:10 p.m. and Gertie is being shown the concept of a supermarket.
Next slide, please. And this is a 2-for-1 offer on Oreo cookies. If I can't explain discounting to her, she's never going to get the concept of a supermarket.
It's day two of filming. Overnight, Laura Forward, the director, has had a chat with Alan Bullivant, the producer, and they have found a solution.
Okay, Gertie, your time starts now.
And obviously she's used to a dog telling her what to do.
She's not really grabbing anything from the shelves.
Baby steps. Should have explained trolleys.
Season 3, Episode 2 of the Next Level Sketch podcast was written by Julia Middleton, Paul Creasy, James Walsh, Ben Fortescue, Shane Malone, Ewan Brown, Muren Kelly, Greg Davies, and Roderick Miller. It also featured the voice acting talents of Nick Halbury, Bella Nicholson, Flex Toomey, Madeline Casson, Sarit Wilson Chen, Manisha Patel, Rachel Kader, and Gertie the Sheep, who Roderick assures me is currently starring in a Zoom play about the plight of sheep in Macedonia. The episode was narrated by Muren Kelly, and the theme tune was written by James Walsh and performed by James Walsh and Rebecca Diaz. Some sound effects came courtesy of Zapsplat.com and freesound.org. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us at nextlevelsketch@gmail.com. See you next time.
Look at my breasts!